You saw a female that looked attractive.
Yeah, so I approached her.
When he asked for a date.
What did you say to her?
Well, I just said, what's up, you know what I'm saying?
A Valentine.
Was he asking for trouble?
It must have been the defendant's girlfriend.
Four other guys began hitting him.
He's using profane language.
At you?
At all of us.
Dating done dangerously.
It hit me.
Where?
Hit me in my side.
Judge Judy.
Outrageous.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 19-year-old student Monique Lacey is suing 21-year-old waiter Melvin Marshall for damage to her car resulting from a fight. Melvin says Monique's witness, Malcolm Johnson, started the fracas when he threw a bottle of Hennessy at him.
Order, all rise.
Now this is case number 466 on the calendar in the matter of Lacey versus Marshall. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Miss Lacey, according to your complaint, you were at a bar or a club with some friends. Somebody by the name of Malcolm got into a confrontation with some other people, and you offered to give Malcolm a ride home.
Yes.
Got out into the parking lot, there was an altercation, and you say that the defendant is responsible for vandalism of your car that occurred during this altercation.
Yes.
Is this Malcolm?
Yes.
Perfect. Step up. What date did this happen?
September 29th of 2001.
And who did you go to the club with?
I went with Malcolm and also another student named Tom.
Three of you went in your car?
Yes.
And what happened with Malcolm in the club?
I did not witness anything that happened in the club.
What happened, Malcolm, in the club?
Nothing happened in the club. Everything happened as the club was letting out.
Well, what happened as the club was letting out?
Well, I was leaving. I had seen a female, whatever. She was attractive, so.
Just stand up straight. And talk to me directly.
All right.
You saw a female that looked attractive.
Yeah, so I approached her or whatever, and I guess it must have been one of the defendant's friends, girlfriend or something.
What did you say to her?
Well, I just said, what's up, you know what I'm saying? I
mean... A Valentine.
I just said, what's up, you know, stop, talk to her, you know. And I guess that was her boyfriend. He just went through this whole episode of outrageous.
What did he say?
He didn't say really much. It was just like... Ooh, he made some faces and like he was really mad or whatever, you know. So I had left it at that or whatever. We had went on to the car and...
Okay. What time had you arrived at the club that evening? Don't look at her. You tell me.
Around 11 or 12 or something.
And what time did you all leave?
I think the club let out probably 3 or 4.
They serve alcohol at this club?
They do.
And when you went out to the car, where were you seated in the car?
I was in the front passenger seat.
Now tell me what happened next.
There was a police block up ahead, so all the cars were basically at a halt. It was a police block. Like, the police were searching the cars as they were leaving the area of the club. And I seen the defendant and some of his friends leaning against the car. The defendant...
Leaning against which car?
It was a gold car.
Not your car?
No, not my car.
Okay.
Y'all, no, that's a lie.
I'm going to get to you, okay? Go ahead.
The defendant pointed at Malcolm, and after that, another guy came through my sunroof and began to hit and kick Malcolm. About 4 other guys, including the defendant, came through the passenger side window and was hitting and kicking Malcolm also.
How could 4 people come through the window?
They were through the 2 passenger side windows because there was also another guy in the back, and they were hitting on him too.
So somebody else came through the sunroof.
Yes.
Was it the defendant?
No, it wasn't the defendant.
Go ahead, let me hear.
I got out of the car frantically. I got back inside of the car and I got ready to pull off, and the other student was pulled out the back window and they began hitting him.
You mean the one in the back seat?
Yes. I drove forward and police were about 500 feet ahead. We spoke with an officer. They went looking. They didn't find anybody, so they told us to go down to the police station and fill out a report. I have the report, and I also have pictures and an estimate.
Now, of all the people that were involved in coming over to your car, how many of them did you know by name?
I knew 2 by name.
Which 2?
Melvin and also another student named Marco.
What did Marco do?
He was the one that came through my sunroof.
What damage was done to the car?
It was about 7 dents. 3 on the passenger side, 3 on the roof of my car, and then 1 on the trunk.
Do you know what damage the defendant caused to your car?
Yes.
What damage?
There were dents on the side, on the passenger side where he was, and also there were dents on the trunk.
No, that's a lie. So you keep telling sense lies on me. I can't.
You have to, because it's not your turn.
Go ahead.
When it comes to your turn, you can speak. Okay? Malcolm!
Yes.
Did you throw a liquor bottle out the car window?
Yes, I did.
You know how I knew that? I looked in my crystal ball. What kind of liquor bottle did you throw out of the car window, Malcolm?
It was a fifth of Hennessy.
Is there any reason why you threw it out of the car window?
Yeah, because I believe it was this gentleman. They went, once him and his friends or whatever, they approached the car or whatever, they were telling me to get out or whatever. I wasn't getting out, and one of them swung, you know what I'm saying? And I hit the fifth, so I threw it out there, you know?
So you threw out the bottle of Hennessy, and they were actually standing right near the car?
No, I threw it out after one of the men had swung at me.
Well, you were sitting in the car.
Yeah.
So he must have been close enough to swing at you.
Yeah.
And in response, you threw the bottle out of the car?
Yes.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Monique Lacey says, during a fight in a nightclub parking lot, Melvin Marshall damaged her car. Melvin says, Monique's friend threw a bottle of Hennessy at him.
All right, Mr. Marshall. Now, see, because patient people always get rewarded, Mr. Marshall, I want to hear your version of the events.
Okay, we were at the club one Saturday night. The defendant was hollering at my homeboys.
Now, listen to me. I want you to speak slowly, speak clearly, so that I can understand you. And I want to tell you, I'm going to give you a clue. I'm older than 21, but I don't always get the vernacular, the language. So I don't understand homeboy. I understand friend, you know, buddy. Right? And I know you can do it.
Well, he was hollering at my buddies.
He was what?
He was talking to my buddy's girlfriend.
Yes! See, you made it so that we could understand each other. Go.
He was talking to my buddy's girl at the club, right? My buddy didn't like it, so he got upset. So he was talking to him. I guess they got into a conversation, argument outside the club. The club was over with. It just let out. Monique, plaintiff, she left. Left the club. I guess they had a roadblock or something up the street. So they came back through.
What do you mean they came back through?
I mean, I guess she didn't have a license or insurance, so she couldn't get through. I don't know.
Whatever. So she went out.
No, that's not true.
So she went out and then they came back?
Yeah, they came back.
Okay.
When they came back, plaintiff was running off at the mouth, calling me.
Who the plaintiff was?
Malcolm.
Malcolm isn't the plaintiff. Malcolm was a witness.
Oh, well, the witness.
Okay, he was running off.
He was running off at the mouth, calling.
At you.
Using profane language.
At you.
At all of us.
At all. I believe that.
He was. You want me to tell you what he said?
Yes.
He called. You ain't no good, and all that. You know, so I took it personally.
This Malcolm?
That's not true.
This Malcolm?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay,
sure it is.
When they came back through, he threw a bottle. I wasn't involved in the conversation that he had with my buddy. I wasn't involved in it. But when he threw the bottle, it hit me. Basically, that was it.
No. We haven't gotten to her car yet. So
what
happened?
That was it.
Look at me.
She pulled up in the car, right? Okay.
Okay, he throws the bottle.
He throws the bottle.
It hits you. Now you're involved.
I'm involved. Yeah.
What was the next thing that happened?
Punches were thrown.
How were punches thrown?
I guess he got in an argument with my buddy, right? So I guess.
Now somebody had to approach the car. Huh? Who approached the car?
My buddy approached the car.
And what about you?
I was standing next to him.
So you approached the car too?
Yeah.
I don't want to have to play guessing games with you. You and your buddy approached the car.
Yeah.
Did you try to hit him?
No, ma'am.
What were you doing at the car?
I approached the car because my buddy, they were having another conversation, talking to each other, you know.
Who dragged the passenger in the rear out of the car?
Who dragged him out?
Yeah.
I don't know who dragged him out.
Well, you were with a bunch of people.
It was so many people out there, Your Honor. It was about 10 or 15 people.
Wasn't you who jumped on the top of the car, is that right?
No, ma'am.
According to you, somebody also spilled liquid in the car, is that
yes.
right? That was the person who was on the sunroof.
Yes.
You have damages for that, too?
Yes.
That wasn't me, Your Honor.
Just a second.
No, alcohol was thrown from the passenger side. It didn't come in through the sunroof. It was thrown in from the passenger side, and it hit the roof as it was thrown in from the passenger side.
Uh-huh. You didn't see who did that?
No.
Okay. So you have damages to your car, let's say, in the amount of $1,632.
It's actually $1,362, and I have three estimates here.
$1,362.
And that's the lowest estimate.
Let me ask you this question. Any of the damage to your car have to do with the sunroof?
Yes.
Why are you charging him for that?
Because he was one of the people that caused the altercation.
What about him?
He was also involved, too, but they were the ones that actually started the whole thing.
Well, don't you think he started a little bit of it by throwing a bottle of Hennessy out your window?
No, that was not what happened.
Uh-huh.
The whole altercation started when I was stopped, they seen that he was in my car. And after they seen that he was in my car, that was when they started hitting him. He did not throw the bottle first.
That's not true.
Really? You remember exactly when he threw the bottle?
He threw the bottle after they started hitting him because his feet were hanging out the window. He was trying to kick them as they were hitting him.
His feet were sticking out the window?
Yes.
Was he pretty drunk?
I'm not sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Was he pretty drunk?
I didn't see him inside of the club.
They were drinking
Hennessy, didn't seem like he was inside.
Well, he walked out with a bottle of Hennessy.
I was not drunk.
They were still drinking when the altercation happened,
Your Honor. That's a lie, Your Honor.
Of course they were. That's why what do you think he brought the bottle of Hennessy outside for?
Thank you, ma'am.
We hid it before we went to the club. It was in the car, and we went into the club.
Oh, so you were drinking in the car?
No. The bottle was from we were at a previous person's house before we went to the club,
yeah.
And that was where the bottle was from.
Where had it been stashed while you were in the club?
In the car.
Where in the car?
It was in the trunk.
So I want to know how your friend Malcolm over here got the bottle in the front passenger seat.
He got it out as we were leaving.
You got a quick answer. That's not the way things go. If he was going to take the bottle of Hennessy, he would have gotten in the car. There was an altercation. You want to get in the car and get out as fast as you can. You don't go in the trunk of the car to get out a bottle. And
no, he had got it out before the altercation. As we were coming to the car, he got the bottle out then because he was taking it back with him to his room. It was his bottle.
Of course, but you do that when you get home. Not if you've just had words inside a club. That doesn't make sense to me.
It was outside the club, man. It wasn't like we could just leave right then and there because there was so many cars and one way out. So I had got the bottle out, pulled me a little something.
In the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just said it wasn't drinking, y'all.
I know he did.
I ain't say I wasn't drinking.
I asked if you were drinking in the car.
I wasn't drinking yet.
You said you just took a sit out and poured yourself a little something.
Yeah. I poured some. I didn't even get a chance to drink none.
Well, what'd you pour it in?
Huh?
What'd you pour it in?
In cups. Cups that I had before when we left the house.
You took it out of the trunk, and in the trunk you also had some glasses for it.
Yeah, the same cup I had when we left our friend's house.
And so you were pouring it into the cup?
Yeah.
And before you got a chance to drink it, people assaulted you?
Yes.
So that the liquid that you had in the cup must have gotten all over the car.
I threw all that out when I threw the bottle, the cup. When they got to swinging, I threw it all out.
Before or after you put your feet out of the window?
When they came, approach started swinging, so I threw the bottle in the cup. They came back, and that's when I put it out, because I leaned to the side over, like, really. My face was over towards her side of the car, whatever, and that's when I was kicking out the window.
Mm-hmm. You remember all this clear as a bell.
Yes, I remember this.
Oh. And he'd been drinking.
Okay, listen. Mr. Marshall, you'd been drinking too, sir.
But see, you...
You'd been drinking too, sir, is that
ma'am.
Right? Okay. So, some of the damage that got done to the car was done perhaps by Mr. Marshall, but not all of it. He's not going to be responsible for all of it.
He in fact, was the leader of the whole thing, though. He was the person who pointed at him inside of my car.
So what?
He caused the whole thing, basically.
I don't think
Since
so.
He pointed, he showed them where Mr. Johnson was.
So he has to be responsible for part of this damage, but you certainly know some of the other people, and you know the rest of them, right?
I know some of them, y'all.
Good, perfect. We know one of them's name is Marco, because that's somebody that you know who you can sue, right?
Yes.
That's one. And the person who was on the roof of the car, who was that?
I don't know. I was drinking, y'all.
This is going to get you off the hook, Mr. Marshall, for some money.
Names, it was, one of them was Jason.
Jason what?
Huh?
Jason what?
Jason what?
Where do you know him from?
I know him from where I'm from.
You work with him? Do you know him from school?
No, I don't work with him. Just know him.
Just know him?
Just know him.
You know a Jason?
No.
Who else?
Another one was Sylvester. That was the one that he got into it with.
Oh, Sylvester, that's who we want to know. What's Sylvester's last name?
Excuse me, ma'am, he is lying because I spoke with the officer who was there on the point and he gave me a couple of the other names. I don't know them, but the officer was a person that was from Tuskegee and he knew a couple of their grandmothers. He knew their first and last names. And Jason wasn't mentioned. I have a police report with names on there.
Stay there.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. I don't do much, but.
That's not true.
It was about 10 or 15 people, y'all.
You know somebody by the name of Jeter?
I know him, yeah.
Jeter have a last name?
That's his last name.
His last name is Jeter?
Yeah.
What about Tommy?
No, I don't know Tommy.
Chris?
I don't know Chris.
Did the person who you got into the fight with in the club about the girlfriend, was he one of the people out of the car?
I didn't get into it with anyone in the club.
I don't mean fight. I mean an argument.
I'm
verbal.
Saying I didn't get into it
verbal.
With anyone in
verbal
the club.
Verbal altercation. On the way outside of the club.
Yes, he was out there.
What did he do?
He was swinging and, you know, swinging at me and everything.
He was swinging at you?
Yeah.
Where was he standing with relation to where he was standing?
From what I remember, they were on the side, like on the passenger side right there.
Let me see the estimates for your car, please.
And I also have a lease for the car because the car is on a lease agreement.
The windshield glass was broken?
Yes.
Who broke the windshield glass?
That happened as I was pulling out.
Well, how did that happen?
I'm not sure, Your Honor.
They were drunk, Your Honor.
Who was drunk?
Both of them.
Ma'am, I was the designated driver for the night, so I had no alcohol in my system.
I don't think she was drunk, sir, and you don't even know that, so why would you say that?
I saw her with a cup, Your Honor.
That doesn't mean she was drunk.
She was drinking.
It doesn't mean she was drunk. She didn't start up with you. All you guys were the ones who caused the trouble. That testosterone out there, 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, I tell you this, Mr. Marshall. We know one other person's name, and that's Marco. And if he was jumping up and down on the hood of the car, may have also scratched or cracked the windshields. That's a possibility.
What he told another person was that it was not his fault and I shouldn't have had, excuse my French, his in my car in the first place.
Well, then I think you have to sue him.
I'm pressing charges.
Good. Because Mr. Marshall here, I mean, he knows Sylvester, he knows Jason, so he's going to have to go after them for his half of this damage. And I'm going to give you half of what it's going to cost to fix your car. You go after Marco for the other half. And if Mr. Marshall wants to recoup any of his losses, he'll go after old Sylvester and Mr. Jason. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $681. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I approached the female or whatever. I didn't know she was there with the guy or whatever.
He shouldn't have been hollering at my buddy's girl. It wouldn't have never started.
What happened, happened. And it was really uncalled for.
It's just taking it out on me.
All in all, half is fine, and I'm going to pursue the rest.